This is the Sakar Muli of 7th of May, 2026. Essence. Sweet children, you Brahmins are the mouth-born creation of Brahma. Only you receive a third eye of this knowledge from the Father. You are now in God's lap. Question. What is the basis of the establishment of the undivided kingdom where there is no other religion? Answer. The power of yoga. The undivided kingdom can never be established with physical power. In fact, Christians have so much power that if they were to come together, they could rule the whole world. However, that is not the law. To establish the one kingdom in the world is the task of the Father alone. Song. Leave your throne of the sky and come down to earth. Om Shanti. The meaning of Om Shanti has been explained to you children many times. Om means, who am I? It means, I am a soul, and this body is my organ. I, this soul, am a resident of the supreme region. The people of Bharat call out, O resident of the faraway land, come, because there is a lot of defamation of religion and sorrow in Bharat. Come once again and give the message of the Gita. It is only in the Gita that they ask God to come. Shiv Baba, come, because he is the father of all. They say there is once again the shadow of Maya, Ravan, over the residents of Bharat, and this is why everyone is unhappy and impure. They call out, change your form and come here, that is, come here in a human form. I do come in a human form. My coming is divine and unique. I do not enter a womb. I enter an ordinary old body. You children know that I change my incorporeal form and come every cycle. Only the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, is the ocean of knowledge. Sri Krishna can never be called this. The Father says, I have entered this ordinary body and am once again teaching you easy Raja Yoga. I have to come when the world has become impure. I come to change this Iron Age into that Golden Age. There is the picture of Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar. There is establishment through Brahma, destruction through Shankar, and then sustenance through Vishnu. Lakshmi and Narayan are the two forms of Vishnu. You children know that Baba has once again changed his form and come here. He is our Supreme Father, Supreme Teacher, and also Supreme Guru. Other gurus cannot be called Supreme. This one is all three, Father, Teacher, and Guru. Physical parents sustain their children and also send them to school. It is rare for a child's father to be his teacher too. No one else can say that his father is three in one. All souls call out to me. They speak of God the Father, and so he is the father of souls. This song belongs to the path of devotion. Maya doesn't exist in the Golden Age that you would have to call out. There you have nothing but happiness. You know that each cycle is 5,000 years. For half a cycle it is the Golden and Silver Ages, the day, and for half a cycle it is the Copper and Iron Ages, the night. You Brahmins are the mouth-born creation of Brahma. The day and night of Brahma, that is, of you Brahmins, is remembered. You children have this knowledge of the day and the night. Lakshmi and Narayan do not have this knowledge. You are now at the confluence age. You know that the path of devotion is now coming to an end and the day is about to dawn. You have received this knowledge from the Father. No one in the Iron Age or the Golden Age has this knowledge. This is why the day of Brahma and the night of Brahma are remembered. You are now making effort to claim the Sun and Moon dynasty kingdoms. Then, after half a cycle, you lose your kingdom. No one, apart from you Brahmins, has this knowledge. When you have become deities, this knowledge will not remain. It is now the night. The night of Shiva is remembered. They also speak of the night of Sri Krishna, but they don't understand the meaning of that. The birthday of Shiva means that there is the reincarnation of Shiva. The day of such a father should be celebrated for a minimum of 1 month. They don't even have a holiday of the one who makes the whole world pure from impure. The father says, "I am the liberator of everyone. I become everyone's guide and take them back home." You are now making effort to learn Raja Yoga. The Father is giving each of you a third eye of this knowledge. No one knows what the form of a soul is. The Father says, "You souls are neither thumb-shaped nor of infinite light. You are stars, just like points. I, this soul, am also a point. However, I do not take rebirth. My praise is different. Because I am the Supreme, I don't enter the cycle of birth and death. You souls enter bodies and you take 84 births. I enter this body. I have taken it on loan." The Father explains, "You too are souls, but you don't realize that you are souls. It is the soul who remembers the Father. Souls always remember him when they are unhappy. O God, O merciful Baba, have mercy. You ask for mercy because that Father is the one who is full of knowledge, blissful and full of purity. He is full of knowledge. He is the ocean of knowledge. This praise cannot be given to human beings. It is only the Father's task to give bliss to the whole world. He is the creator and all the rest are the creation. A creator creates a creation. He first adopts a wife and then creates a creation with her and then also sustains that creation. He doesn't destroy it. This unlimited Father comes and inspires establishment, sustenance and destruction. He inspires the sustenance of the original, eternal deity religion. The kingdom is instantly established at the beginning of the Golden Age. Those of other religions just establish their own religions. Then, when that religion has grown to hundreds of thousands or millions, their kingdom comes into existence. You are now establishing your kingdom. You become the masters of the whole world with the power of yoga. No one can rule the world with physical power. Baba has explained that Christians have so much power that if they were to come together, they could rule the whole world. However, it is not the law for anyone to be able to claim the kingdom of the world with physical power. It is not the law in the drama for those with physical power to become the masters of the world. The Father explains, "Only through the power of yoga can the kingdom of the world be received from me." There is no partition there. The earth and the sky all belong to you. No one can touch you. That is called the undivided kingdom. Here there are innumerable kingdoms. The father explains, I teach you children this Raja Yoga every 5,000 years. Sri Krishna's soul is now studying this. Sri Krishna was the number one prince. He has now become Brahma at this time, at the end of his 84 births. It has been explained to you children how the world cycle turns. The Father is once again establishing heaven. All the innumerable religions definitely have to be destroyed. There will then be the establishment of the one religion. When Bharat was 100% solvent, it was elevated in its religion. The actions of the deities were also elevated. Their praises sung, full of all virtues. They were pure at first and have now become impure. The Father comes and once again makes both men and women pure. No one knows why the festival of Rakshabandhan is celebrated so much. The Father came and took a promise from you that you would both remain pure in this last birth. The religion of the sannyasis is completely separate. This knowledge, devotion and disinterest are for you. You must have seen how Christian priests walk with their eyes looking in one direction. They don't look at anyone else at all. There are also nuns. They remember Christ. It is said that Christ was the Son of God. You are souls. You have no connection with white clothes. You belong to none but one. You just have to remember the one. You are true nuns. You are to receive the inheritance from that Baba. It is only by remembering him that your sins will be absolved. This is why the Father's order is, constantly remember me alone. Because of not having the faith that they are souls, nuns remember Christ. They don't know who God is. Even the people of Bharat who come first don't know anything. Lakshmi and Narayan neither have this knowledge of the world, nor are they Trikaldarshi. You Brahmins become Trikaldarshi. The Father changes you from shells into diamonds. You are now in God's lap. This last birth of yours is so invaluable. You are doing the spiritual service of Bharat in particular and the world in general. Those people are physical social workers, whereas you are spiritual ones. It is the Supreme Spirit who is teaching you. Tell every soul to remember the Father. Only the Father is remembered as the purifier. It takes you 84 births to come down. It then takes you 1 second to climb up again. This is your final birth in this land of death. There is defeat for the land of death and victory for that land of immortality. This is also called the story of immortality. The Eternal Father comes and takes you immortal souls into the age of immortality by telling you the story of immortality. The Father says, okay, if you forget everything else, simply have the faith that you are souls and remember me, your Father. Connect your intellects in yoga to me and your sins will be burnt. And you will become charitable souls. You will change from humans into deities. This is not a new thing. The Father has come after 5,000 years and is giving you your inheritance, Ravan then curses you. This is a play. This story is only about Bharat. Only the father explains these things. It is not mentioned in any of the Vedas or scriptures, etc. This is why God the Father is called the Knowledgeful One, the Peaceful and Blissful One. He also makes you similar to himself. You too were worthy of worship, and you then became worshippers. Then, from being worshippers, you become worthy of worship. This does not apply to God. It refers to you people of Bharat. At first you only worshipped Shiva. You performed unadulterated devotion. Then you started worshipping the deities, and you continued to come down. You are now once again becoming deities. Those who study a little will become part of the subjects. Those who study well and also teach others will become part of a royal family. Many subjects are created. An emperor would have hundreds or thousands of millions of subjects. You are making effort exactly as you did in the previous cycle. It can be seen from each one's effort who will become part of the rosary. Of the subjects too, some become wealthy and some become poor. On the path of devotion, people donate in the name of God. Why? Doesn't God have anything? Or they say that they are offering everything to Sri Krishna. In fact, it is all offered to God. Whatever they do, they receive the fruit of that in their next birth. They receive it for one birth. The father says, I have now come to give you your inheritance for 21 births. Whatever you do directly in my name, you receive the reward of that for 21 births. When you do it indirectly, you receive temporary happiness for one birth. The father explains, everything of yours is going to turn to dust. Therefore, use everything you have in a worthwhile way. Continue to open a spiritual university come hospital where everyone will become ever healthy and ever wealthy. A lot of income is earned through this. You receive health through yoga and wealth by knowing the cycle. Therefore, continue to open such universities come hospitals in every home. Where there are many important people, open a big center where many others can come. Write on your boards, just as those who perform nature cures do. The Father changes the nature of everyone and makes it pure. At this time, all are impure. It is the Father who makes the whole world ever healthy and ever wealthy, and he is now teaching you children. You are the most sweet children. Acha. To you sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Engage yourself in doing spiritual service during this invaluable life of yours. Serve Bharat in particular and the world in general. 2. In order to use everything you have in a worthwhile way, offer it directly to God. Open a spiritual hospital cum university. Blessing. May you become free from all attractions and with your constant and stable stage, experience supersensuous joy. When you become free from any attractions of the senses and of all your relations, you will then be able to experience supersensuous joy. When you are influenced by any of the senses, the different things that attract you create obstacles in your experiencing supersensuous joy and being happy. However, when your intellect becomes free from all attractions and stabilized on one thing, all upheaval finishes. Then, by having a constant and stable stage, you experience supersensuous joy. Slogan: keep the line of your intellect constantly clear, and you will be able to know the feelings of others. Avyakt signal: constantly experience an unshakable, immovable, and constant stage. To remain unshakable in the midst of any type of upheaval is a sign of an elevated Brahmin. The world may be in upheaval, but you elevated souls cannot fluctuate. Why? You know every scene of the drama. Knowledgeful and powerful souls remain constantly and naturally unshakable. So you must never become afraid of the atmosphere and remain constantly fearless. Om Shanti.